Good morning. It's a Saturday morning. This is Damon Perry with the Prime Coach podcast. It's a nice day out here in Dallas, so I thought I might do a quick mini-cast. Last time I spoke, we were talking about the artificial sweeteners, the sweetener scam, things like that. And this is going to be real quick, to the point. I was in Walmart the other day getting some Kerrygold for my coffee, but I was wandering around the sweetener aisle, and there's a ton of choices there. You know, there's lots and lots of sugar, there's lots of artificial sweeteners, some naturals, most of them not. So anyway, most people probably don't know what to choose. There's so many options. And anyway, we'll go over a couple of them real fast, just kind of a bullet point, because I know everybody has things to do. Attention spans are short, so I'll get to the point. So we'll go over the bad first, the worst, the absolute worst you never want to ingest or put on your tongue or give to your kids or let it into your body would be aspartame. Aspartame, you can just Google it and you'll see a whole host of horror stories and what it actually does. It's a neurotoxin, very bad. It synergistically works with other toxins coming in from cosmetics and things like that and actually does worse damage than you may even think. Do a little research, Google it, and you will never drink the stuff again. Second on the list probably would be saccharin, which everyone knows is a carcinogen. It actually says on the back of the packet. So the pink stuff was discredited a long time ago. If you're still drinking it, well, you do some research. So don't ever touch the packets that are pink. Don't ever touch the blue. Third in line of baddies would be the yellow one, sucralose or Splenda. Now, you can do some research on this. This is a newer one, and it's in basically most energy drinks, a lot. I'm starting to see products that say, like even yogurt. A lot of the yogurt had aspartame in it. Now it says no aspartame on the front, and you turn it around, it says sucralose. So they're not giving you the worst, they're giving you the next worst. So sucralose, what's so bad about sucralose? Well, the jury's still out on that. You'll see a lot of people saying, oh, it's fine, it's made from sugar, which is complete BS. It's chlorinated sugar, so you're getting more chlorine in there. But you can also argue that you take showers in chlorinated water, you swim in chlorinated water, and you drink chlorinated water. Yes, that's true. But drinking it, if you're drinking tap water, you're already drinking chlorine. So it's just buyer beware. If you want to drink sucralose and have a sucralose sandwich, fine. Do whatever you want. But it is not good for you. And we will see after the great experiment is over what it actually does to you. So, yeah, a little sucralose here and there isn't going to kill you. But if you're drinking it constantly, then it's probably not a good idea. And those really, I mean, besides plain sugar, sugar in small amounts is fine. Like I said, it's not going to kill you. But if you're sucking down 48-ounce drinks and just constantly eating it, like I told my kids, when they have a cup and a half of Sunkist, something like that, if you were to put that in teaspoons of sugar on the table and say, okay, eat all that, they probably wouldn't do it because it's like 10 teaspoons of sugar or something like that, depending on how much you drink. It just adds up and it's hidden everywhere, so you have to be mindful of that. But okay, back on subject. So those are the ones you want to avoid. The blue, the pink, and the yellow. And of course, when you go to a gas station to get coffee or something, that's all they have is regular sugar. You might get raw sugar, sugar in the raw, and then those three. All bad for you. So what I do is I bring my own. I have my own blend in the truck. And so when I get my coffee, I just put a little creamer in there, go to the bring the stirrer with me, and just pour a little of my own in there so I know that I'm getting something that's decent. So what is decent? Well, this is all personal preference, but the ones I would say that are safe for you, of course, are stevia. Now, stevia has a sharp aftertaste, so you kind of have to build a tolerance to it. Once you get used to it, it's no big deal. But you see a lot of stevia out there. That's probably your number one best bet. After that would be erythritol. You don't really see erythritol in packets or anything on the Walmart shelves that you can actually buy. You'll see it in stuff like vitamin water. You start to see it in other sports drinks and things like that as an alternative to the bad ones. Xylitol. You see a lot of xylitol in like nasal products and for your teeth and the gum that you see at like Whole Foods. It's usually sweetened with xylitol because xylitol has beneficial has benefits for your teeth and your nasal passages, things like that. They actually have it in a nasal spray. So those three are the top. There's another one that's a little more expensive, but you can actually get it at Walmart or a grocery store, and that's monk fruit or Lohan. I had heard about this sweetener a long time ago formulating products, and I never knew what it was. And I actually still haven't had it yet because it's more expensive than stevia and the other ones, and it's just easier to get stevia because I know what I'm getting and I like it. But I probably will get some monk fruit just to try it, just as an alternative. But you can get it in individual packets, liquid sweeteners, the little to-go packs that are like the little containers like Mio's. They're putting, I think I saw Skinny Girl brand, things like that. So there's lots of options. And you can also go online if you're kind of a closet formulator like myself. You could go online and actually buy in bulk stevia, xylitol, erythritol, monk fruit, whatever you want, and you can actually blend your own sweetener into a big container, put it in little shaker bottles, and take it with you. Then you really know what you're getting, and you can make that last forever. I have a sweetener here that takes an eighth of a teaspoon is almost way too sweet, so it's just like a pixie dusting, and it can sweeten an entire mug of coffee. So those are my picks for the top. Stevia, because it's prevalent, it's everywhere. Erythritol, you have to order your own. Lohan, get it yourself at Walmart, try it out. Xylitol, you can buy those you can buy bags of that at Sprouts and Whole Foods and try it yourself. I think stevia is probably the sweetest, but it also it's like 200 times sweeter than sugar, so it has a real sharp aftertaste. But like I said, you can cut it if you go buy some xylitol and make your own, and you can just keep playing with it until you find the perfect sweetener, which is what I've done. Then you don't have to worry about that aftertaste that you always get. You can make your own blend. So these are my recommendations. The best is to bring your own, so you're not tempted to just I'll suck down some sucralose today because it's not going to kill me. That adds up. I've done it before. I'll drink a Monster here and there just once in a while, but you do what you can and move on. So anyway, that is my recommendations. Remember, never, never, never touch the blue stuff. Don't touch the pink stuff. And try your best to cut down on the yellow stuff. I'm Damon Perry with Prime Coach Online. Check out the website. We have some new features going in there. I'll start posting more videos. And I'm going to start doing some product reviews very soon to let you know what I use myself or what is recommended to use or to avoid. Anyway, take care. See you.